This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, a government criminologist sees a need for social interventions to address an upsurge in violence. Former government senator calls on the church to step up its activities to help eliminate the crime problem in the country. University of the West Indies lecturer believes artificial intelligence will have an impact on the global economy. And the heads of government of St. Vincent and the Grenadines and Grenada appeal for a significant injection of capital for islands affected by Hurricane Beryl. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Criminologist Kim Ramsey believes a spate of homicides and violence overall in Barbados reflect a shift in values and some social interventions are required. Ms. Ramsey notes that it's a trend being seen across the region where societies seem to be angrier and less tolerant and people more easily resort to violence to resolve conflicts.
And it's not only in Barbados, it is a trending behavior that we have seen in the region and worldwide. If you look at all the other Caribbean islands, they're reporting that they're having an increase in violence at all levels, not just gang-related, but domestic as well. I believe that we are seeing and experiencing a shift in cultural values and norms, where people are no longer interested in being their neighbor. They can't regard for human life. And combined with the fact that there is this attitude, I call it a pro-criminal attitude, where people are comfortable saying they will go sit down in prison, calculating how much time they get for a sentence. So it's a mentality, and it is basically created by the value systems in a society, where prison is no longer seen as a deterrent.
Ms. Ramsey thinks the shift in our value system has to be addressed.
We're experiencing a very angry society for different reasons. And a lot of it has to do with just how people are raised, people's values, as they said. When you look at the background and so on and the upbringing of a lot of these persons, you will see that they're raised where violence is an expected reaction to any kind of conflict. So it is just, as I said, it's just a shift in our value systems that we're experiencing. And it is important then to rein it back in by stressing on values and norms, making that part of probably how the experience in the educational system and what we teach our young people, how to deal with conflict, because there will always be conflict in a society. But we have a lot of work to do in terms of prevention and training, retraining for our young people.
Criminologist Kim Ramsey. Meantime, a former government senator and leader at Restoration Ministries believes the church still has a role to play in returning law and order to the communities in Barbados. As he made the call for Barbadians to turn their lives back to God, Dr. David Durant insists that the church must step up in order to effect the change that needs to be seen across the country.
I do believe the church has a role to play, and this is the time for the church for us to step up our activity in relation to being relevant and dealing with situations that are a situation such as this that is affecting our island by he or she, you know. And I think if we can embark on things like that, it can bring a source of change and an atmospheric shift, paradigm shift in our nation. As we gel with our young people, gel with the youths, gel, just go out there and mix with them, talk with them, roll up our sleeves and just get out there with them. Don't shun them, you know. I think we need to get among them like Jesus did and try to show them the right way.
Former government senator and senior pastor at Restoration Ministries Apostle Dr. David Durant. The Ministry of Education has called on young people to engage in extra learning activities during the summer. The call was made by Chief Education Officer Dr. Ramona Archer-Bradshaw during her end-of-year message. She encouraged students to join summer camps that will help prepare them for the next school year.
Summer is a perfect time to learn something new, whether it is swimming, acquiring a new skill, or exploring a new hobby. So I hope that you take advantage of the many summer camps available. It is the perfect opportunity to open yourself to new experiences while making new and potentially lifelong friendships. Remember that reading is the cornerstone of all learning. So I challenge you to read something every day, discover new interests, and let your curiosity guide you.
She also encouraged teachers to engage in workshops during the summer.
I encourage you to take advantage of the professional development opportunities presented by the Ministry of Education during the summer. We will be offering workshops on school improvement planning, project-based learning, multisensory literacy, and using data for school and system improvement. Erdiston Teachers Training College will also be offering a suite of courses.
Chief Education Officer Dr. Ramona Archer Bradshaw. A university professor expects that artificial intelligence will have a significant impact on the global economy in the years to come. This point was shared by Deputy Principal of the University of the West Indies Cave Hill Campus, Professor Winston Moore. He delivered the keynote address at the opening of the 21st Annual Conference of the Association of Caribbean Higher Education Administrators at the Accra Beach Resort. Professor Moore explained that there's data to suggest that many companies will utilize AI in their operations.
As a result of artificial intelligence, McKinsey Global predicts that by 2030, 70% of companies will be using some type of AI technology, with nearly half of all large companies employing a full range of AI technologies. This is expected to add around 14 percentage points to global growth by 2030. So this is going to be a significant shift in terms of economic trends.
He said that while job losses are also expected, new jobs will be created.
You're also going to see a number of new jobs coming into the workplace as a result of artificial intelligence. And these new jobs are going to be potentially offset the job losses that we see as a result of the displacement effect as well. So the overall impact of AI on the labor market is really up in the air as yet. We don't quite know, but it will be one of those key trends impacting on the labor market going forward in the future.
Deputy Principal of the University of the West Indies Cave Hill Campus, Professor Winston Moore. The Barbados Association of Retailers, Vendors and Entrepreneurs, BARVEN, wants government to explain the delay in vending zones for vendors on the highway. President of BARVEN, Alistair Alexander, says the association fully supports all measures to ensure the safety of their members and the public while doing business. He wants government to give an update on the project to build vending zones.
Government's national vending policy has provided that solution by promising to build vending zones that frankly we thought would have been built ever since, or at least being an advanced implementation. Having proven the Prime Minister's commitment to our sector, we are failing to understand why the implementation of Promise Organization and the vending projects has fallen so far behind. We are hoping that whatever the impediment is, that it be removed so we can quickly get back on track.
President of BARVEN, Alistair Alexander. Finally, leaders of Grenada and St. Vincent and the Grenadines have appealed for a significant injection of capital to start the cleanup efforts and reconstruction of homes after their islands were devastated by Hurricane Beryl last Monday. Prime Minister of Grenada, Dicom Mitchell, told regional and international journalists during a virtual press conference, there is an urgent need for substantial funds to assist his country.
We need significant capital investment for the cleanup and rebuilding of our communities. This is where the development conversation needs the input of our global family. Our ask in Grenada, Carrickpoint, Piti Martinique, and the ask of St. Vincent and the Grenadines is that we need grant resources as our economies, our societies simply cannot afford more debt. The reality is that we need funds with a quick disbursement period post-hurricane. In the ideal situation, and we make this call now, we should in fact have funding in place even before the event so that we can respond immediately.
Meantime, Dr. Ralph Gonzalez echoed similar sentiments.
To be sure, we are resilient people. We have done a lot, relying on our own efforts. And we have faith, and we have fresh hope, and we are possessed of love. But we require the solidarity of our regional and international families. But the truth is this, that the resources required are beyond what has been proffered thus far. We are grateful for whatever assistance we have received thus far. But this relief effort would require substantial resources, because people are going to have to be kept with income support and production support for a significant period of time while we clean up and while we seek to rebuild.
Prime Minister of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Dr. Ralph Gonzalez, recapping the headlines. A criminologist sees a need for social interventions to address an upsurge in violence. Former government senator calls on the church to step up its activities to help eliminate the crime problem in the country. A UWI lecturer believes artificial intelligence will have an impact on the global economy, and the heads of government of St. Vincent and the Grenadines and Grenada appeal for a significant injection of capital for islands affected by Hurricane Beryl. And that was a 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Taupin. Good morning.